One in eight babies is born prematurely every year in Florida. Breast milk helps newborns build up their immune systems and fight infection. Some call it liquid gold, but many mothers of premature babies cannot produce their own breast milk. That's why hospitals turn to milk banks for donor milk, much like they do rely on blood banks. Health News Florida reporter Crystal Chavez reports on the efforts to create a milk bank in Florida.
A heart monitor's connected to baby Serenity, who's laying on her tummy in a tiny white crib. She's wearing a bright yellow shirt and pink pants, and she's not much bigger than a football. We're inside Orlando's Winnie Palmer Hospital for Women and Babies Neonatal Intensive Care Unit, or NICU. A nurse is rubbing Serenity's back as it heaves up and down with her little breasts. Serenity was born 3 months early, on February 1st. She weighed 1 pound.
She's a fighter. She's a feisty little thing, and she's just a doll. She's my little prince. She's our little princess.
Serenity's mom, Tiffany Jenkins, says her baby now weighs 4 pounds 12 ounces. Serenity has a chronic lung disease and a heart condition. Premature babies are also at high risk of necrotizing enterocolitis, a life-threatening disease of the intestines. Jenkins says she couldn't produce her own milk for Serenity, so she agreed to give her daughter donated breast milk.
Because she was born so early, the production of the milk, of my milk, wasn't ready yet. So they did explain to me for donor's breast milk, the process of it, how it was done, and of course the benefits for her to have breast milk until my milk production came in properly.
Some moms can't supply their own breast milk because they themselves are ill, stressed, or on medications. Right now, the hospital has to order processed donor milk from a milk bank all the way in Denver. It's shipped here overnight in packages with dry ice. Who donates this human milk? People like Jessica Reelin, who have enough for their own baby and then some. About 3 years ago, Reelin and her son, who was also born prematurely, were getting ready to be discharged from the hospital. She says a lactation worker told her she still had lots of extra milk.
And I said, really? Well, how much milk are we talking about? And we had become very friendly, and so they kind of laughed, and they said, let's just go show you. So they walked me over to a freezer, and I had the entire freezer full of milk.
Reelin donated it, and that's how she found out Florida didn't have its own milk bank. Orlando does have milk depots, but all they do is collect the milk. They ship it out of state to get processed and then order it back. But soon that whole process will be streamlined and handled within the state of Florida. There are only 15 human milk banks in the U.S. The 16th is about to open in Central Florida. It'll be the first one in the state. Reelin is now outreach coordinator for the Mother's Milk Bank of Florida. Orlando's milk bank has been busy screening donors and collecting milk. Director Karen Kessler is taking me into the milk lab, which has been 5 years in the making. This is where the donated milk is processed. It's got a sanitizing dishwasher, a fridge, and a machine to analyze milk content, how much fat, lactose, and protein it has.
It is a lab. Yep, we keep everything very clean. We have we wipe everything down before we start processing the milk.
Starting next month, this milk will be distributed to the NICU units at Winnie Palmer and Florida Hospital, and eventually to hospitals across the state. These hospitals won't have to rely on orders from out-of-state milk banks. And babies like Serenity will grow and thrive. Tiffany Jenkins says her and her husband are really appreciative of the donated breast milk.
Just from seeing her develop, she has came a mighty long way. She's strong. And like I said, she's definitely a fighter.
And starting next month, other premature babies fighting their own health battles will have a little extra help. For Health News Florida, I'm Crystal Chavez in Orlando.
The Mother's Milk Bank of Florida is a nonprofit that relies on volunteers. Donor moms are not paid. For more on the program, visit our website, healthnewsflorida.org.